Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for Choice Hotels, who right now are thanking our essential and frontline workers with the chance to win one of five $2,000 hotel vouchers. To nominate someone who has gone above and beyond over the last couple of months, visit needabreak.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday. Oh, baby, Friday. Let's go.
Yay.
Oh, we can't. No,
well, it's still a Friday. In some ways you can around the country.
You can still go down home and have a quarantini. As I like to call them.
You can do that. You go to a cafe, lift up a mask, have a sip of coffee
you can
or
have a sip of
martini.
Coffee. Walk your dog. You can walk your dog.
This
is
all
in Melbourne. Otherwise, go about your business.
Otherwise, you go to the footy in other states and you can do whatever you want. That
have some bloody
exciting fun,
you lot.
Yeah, get on with it.
Let's enough doom and gloom. Let's
We're
get
gonna
on with
have
it.
Fun today. We really are. I want to lift my spirits today, Mickey.
Well, how are you going to do that? You're going to jump in a clown of the week, of course.
Yeah, that always makes me. That makes me feel really good.
We will have a club COVID check.
We will. There's a new member.
Oh.
I won't say who it is, but he's from one of my all-time favourite series of all time, the lead actor from that show.
There's
a nice clue.
Aussie.
So he's from Friends.
It's not Matt LeBlanc
all
and it's
right.
not Henry Winkler.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone you've passed at the Logies?
I've told you I did not patch Matt
LeBlanc.
Rumour
going around.
Wow,
I'm not saying it's true. All I'm doing is repeating what I hear.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, our special guest, and filled in for me admirably, I believe,
he
the other
did
day,
indeed.
Charlie Pickering.
Yes, he's great.
Always good to patch
he covers.
This.
I like the way he will cover American politics and also something closer to my heart, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. We drag him down to our level. We do it successfully every week.
Loves that.
We'll have the week in review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. The song whisperer's up and about.
I think we're going to catch up with our mate Michael in lockdown too.
Oh, Michael in lockdown. Yeah. I wonder what his plans for the weekend are. I'm going to have a guess. Nothing.
So you're thinking of seeing a guy in budgie smugglers.
That's it.
Hey, happy birthday, Triple M Sydney.
Oh, yes.
40th
happy birthday.
Yeah. Today.
That's exciting.
It is exciting, and they're a great station. The Triple M network has the greatest heritage value of any FM network in this
I'll
country.
Say.
We started the whole bloody thing. We're still doing it. Sport, rock, comedy. Yep. I love it. To Moon Man and everyone on our Sydney station, keep up the good work. You're like our flagship.
Yep.
It's a big market and you're doing a great job. And
I wonder if the celebrations would be like what they were 40 years ago.
Well, if Moon Man's involved, I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Because they were good times. I remember, you know, when we were working in the early days radio, we were in Doug Mulray Ian Grace, who was on board, who was our boss at
We did some great stuff on the Triple M Network. I personally enjoyed my time doing a show called Tough Love.
I remember
which was one of the first of the pioneered two-hour that then went to one-hour shows. I've done a lot of pioneering at radio. Reducing the amount of work you have to do.
So what was Tough Love? It was like a morning show, wasn't it?
It was started as morning and then we went to like a lunchtime special.
Yeah, okay.
That's nice and cruisy.
Alan Bro, of course.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Robin Butler.
Of course.
It was good times and good fun. And another show that's often overlooked, but I'd like to remember, with me and Tony Martin, called Bull Twang.
It
was a forerunner of Martin Malloy, and it was
you guys can come up with names
Bull
like that.
It was called Bull Twang. It was once a week show. I think it was we were doing Triple M Breakfast. I think we were on the tail end of sort of doing Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, no,
that's
kidding.
True.
And it had some bloody funny sketches. Anyway, it's a forerunner to the idea of doing a show together. So don't forget Bull Twang when you're going through
all
your archives.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, so you're right, Triple M were one of the first stations to foster the notion of having comedians actually doing radio shows.
Giving them shifts as such.
Well, did breakfast radio in Melbourne, Jane. You were generation as well.
I think that's generally considered the flagmark breakfast show over the journey as the most memorable.
I had the CD, The Breakfast Tapes. That was a listener recorded all your shows. And
do you know what? That list, I think someone's still putting them up on Twitter at the moment because I'm seeing hearing sketches, and I sound like I'm about 12.
And what about the satanic sketches? Is that
still getting a run?
Because that still
gets a run.
That made me laugh, and it was my first run. My first radio hit out was in Melbourne with Kevin Hillier and the Morning Crew. But my first really full time job, I was writing sketches. I was seconded to the DGN Breakfast Show.
That's how we all met. That's when I met you.
Yes.
Well, I'd met you earlier. I'd met you in Frankston because you're a bouncer.
At a Blue Light Disco.
Wayne from St Albans, I remember. There's some great characters on that breakfast show.
But it was good fun. You know what? We love radio.
Have a great celebration, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Wish we could be there. We would be there. We're there in spirit.
Yeah, you bet.
If I could get on a plane. We love radio. It's got great heritage.
Yeah,
it's my favourite medium out of them all. So well done to everyone. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, Mick, it's Friday. What happens on – what's the first
play
song we play on a Friday?
Yes. Come on.
Come on, everybody.
Let's get up and at it. It's the QR Friday. I'm in love, and we're here thanks to Choice Hotels. If you need a break, with hotels across Australia, you can book direct at choicehotels.com.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Sauce.
Wait, hurry for the car. Hey.
I don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up. I'm laughing.
Clown of the week.
Dave Reynolds there. Is there big news with Dave?
Is
that public knowledge?
I think it is public knowledge. We want to say congratulations to Dave and to Hanfold.
He's having a baby.
It's very exciting.
We'll be driving fast cars at kids no time.
That's going to be good news.
Can we try and get both of them on our show
next
week to discuss?
We love you both, and that's fantastic news.
How this happened?
Congratulations.
Do you reckon when he's making love, he's got a pit crew?
People
running in, pushing his bottom up and down,
fluffing the pillows,
doing all that, and then they all just run out.
He's got one of the most beautiful looking partners in the world. I don't think he needs help.
He does. Congratulations to the two of you. Okay, let's get in. May I start, Jane?
Please go ahead, yes.
By verbalising what we have all been talking about for the last 2 hours in this office, and we're going to the state of Victoria. We'd like to clown the one in four people who tested positive for COVID-19 but weren't home when the ADF checked on them yesterday. This is over 29 people. This is the premier. We're just going to play. I'm just staggered beyond belief. I don't know quite what to say about this. Here's the premier.
ADF and DHHS conducted more than 500 visits. Disappointingly, around one in four people cannot be found at home. More than 100 cases have been referred to Victoria Police. It is simply unacceptable for you to have this virus and not be at home.
Okay, they have to go. Mick, what do we say? I mean, those people need to be arrested, in jail. Sure.
Here's what you do. Mm. You say...
It's ridiculous.
You go home and home commute, but if you're not there, we're going to take you to jail. Now, you're not going to have a sentence, but we need to know where you are for 14 days. So we're going to put you in jail for 14 days, and when you are no longer positive, we're going to release you. Because they've violated the trust, and
they are
infecting people.
Exactly.
And we know what it's like with the aged care homes in Victoria. Oh, it's a disaster. Listen, the state government have said, if you're worried and you need to go to work and you need to put food on the table, you need to work, they've covered you for that.
Yeah, got the money.
They're giving you some money if you have to stay home. Please don't be a dickhead and don't go out if you've got
COVID. It boggles my mind.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
How can you get it under control?
It's not cool. It's not a joke. Stop.
One in four people just out and about.
Oh, my God.
They're right there. Apart from the origins, we all know about the quarantine hotels, but there's why nothing is getting better.
Oof.
Here at Melbourne.
Clowns.
Sorry, Australia. Apologies from everyone in Victoria. Yes. It's more frustrating to us and we've let you all down. Okay,
right,
what else?
I'm going to move on to Clive Palmer. I'd like to clown him. We haven't clowned Clive for a while.
No, so he's got one coming.
Well, he does deserve this. He's now claiming that his campaign ad rip-off of Twisted Sisters' We're Not Going to Take It, is actually derived not from that song, but from the Christmas carol, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh,
now, does that sound like a stretch to you?
Yes, it is a massive stretch. Let's hear Clive's rip-off song.
Australia's not going to cop it. Ireland's not going to cop it
That's not Maddie, singing,
does
is it?
It does sound like Maddie.
It actually does.
I thought it was Maddie.
Because we know he does ads.
Our club COVID man.
I think he might secretly have
hang
on.
Off over there.
Did he?
I'd like to get to the bottom of that. He could be called in the Clive Palmer trial.
Very, very suspicious, I've got to say. All right. That was Twisted Sister's song. Oh,
well,
they wrote
it's a lock. That's the song. He's stolen it. Bang.
This is what he says. He actually based it on. This is the song. It's a Christmas carol, O Come All Ye Faithful.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Is that Maddie?
No. I don't
He's
know
tied
that is.
Okay,
so we put the two together. You know what? I'm starting to worry.
I'm a little bit worried.
I'm worried more about Twisted Sister than I am Clive Palmer. Let's have a mashup of the two.
Is that a mashup?
It is.
What's a mashup?
We're not gonna take it. Oh, come all ye faithful. It's the same note.
Did you used to sing all the parts in Holy Strange?
I keep forgetting I'm on radio sometimes when I do that.
You're at your best. Okay, and we had Dee Snider on the show. We don't need it now, but he came on the show and he talked to us.
He was really pissed off.
He was angry, wasn't he?
Hey, here's one. Limo brought this to the table, but it was from the John Oliver last week tonight show. News anchors, I like to clown, across America for not enunciating properly when reporting on the mask, i.e. your facial mask, and the debate surrounding it.
The country, the mass debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mass debate.
The partisan mass debate is heating up.
Mass debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mass debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mass debate.
The mass debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mass debate.
The mass debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mass debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mass debate.
Wow.
Jeez.
Why are they? Well, they're so stupid. Why are they not picking that up? Are they saying mass?
They're saying mass debate
about the topic.
No, they're saying the mask debate. Masks.
Jay, what's wrong with your breed of countrymen and women?
That's a loser.
We do not have enough time to understand what is wrong.
and you're mucking around in the shallow
so
end
many,
of the
There are so
hey,
many things.
We want to hear if you've got a count of the week. Give us a call on 133353.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Charlie Pickering is going to join us later on. Oh, a big Friday show ahead. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy.
Technical issues in the studio concerning the phones.
Right.
So we've got all the phone calls up, but we can't tell what they want to tell us.
Right.
And
that's
being
all right.
The
well,
segment,
I've still
occasionally
got a few
more on my sleeve. It's a bit dangerous to put put them straight to air line.
From past experience.
Have you got something to tie us over, Jane?
I definitely have. Mm-hmm. It kills me to do this, but I need to clown Daisy. Listen, Bernard.
Yes.
Poor old Daisy, the 55-kilogram St. Bernard, letting her breed down when she needed to be rescued off England's highest mountain over the weekend. Let's hear the news story.
Daisy, the St. Bernard, found herself in need of a saviour when she got a sore leg on a hike up England's tallest mountain. Carrying 55 kilos of dog down a mountain, the rescue team had to navigate streams and farmers' gates before getting the big girl back on relatively flat ground.
Aww.
Yeah. So you're taken home sometimes after a big
Well,
night.
Actually, if I was
carried
55
across,
kilograms, I'd be very happy with that.
Carried across streams.
But that is very humiliating because that is the breed of dog that tends to save people. Yeah.
It's
with a little
got a job
of
saving people. And can I say this? Do you know how Dr. Chris Brown on yesterday's show told us they can read people's facial expressions?
Mm. Yes.
That's why they look, you know, when they've got a bucket on their head or whatever.
They
have that, don't look at me.
Yeah, I'm
that humiliation.
They
look.
Know they're humiliated.
Yeah.
That
they
dog
do.
Would have that look. Trust
terrible.
Me.
I'll be also
Could
seven.
I clown, please, Jimmy Barnes?
You mean what? The king of Triple M, the king of rock in Australia.
We've paid his mortgages many times over.
Well, he's our favourite. He is the patron saint.
And a great guy.
The spirit animal.
We love him.
Of Triple M.
So good.
Lord
Working class man. Yeah. Shipping steel. Used to drink a bottle of vodka
hardcore.
A night on stage.
Oh, my God. So cool. With
Quick
his headband. Sweating. Yeah.
Posted a picture of himself with a big bunch of flowers. And
oh,
I
dear.
Just
no,
go,
God.
If,
Mick,
if
wasn't
that's ever an
flowers.
Album cover for his easy listening music, yeah. I will go berserk.
That's his smooth FM yeah, cover.
Right. What's the flower? You yeah. identified the flower.
He's holding a basket of Daphne. Now, Daphne is particularly difficult to grow. And he's sort of showing off even that he's got so much.
Humble
I'm sure
brand.
Jane grew it, his beautiful wife.
Right.
But it's an enormous amount of Daphne flowers, which have a lovely, lovely sweet scent. But it's not very cool, Barnsley.
Yeah.
We're hoping that you might be holding a whole bunch of Smirnoff vodka bottles or something like that.
Should be holding a case of Smirnoff.
Yes. What's wrong?
Flowers are easy for me. You just swing by the cemetery on the
I
way
beg
home.
Your pardon.
Pick up a fresh bunch.
You will be single forever
not the
too.
Reefs. Don't get the reefs.
Right. I told you that.
That's a good tip.
And no really carnations. I've told you that.
Oh, you
remember
like
you
those.
Gave me bloody carnations.
Are you
once?
A carnation?
Yes.
What's wrong with carnations?
I'm carnationist.
Mark Holden used to throw them around on
that's
stage.
True.
Yeah, in 1977.
Very pretty flower.
Isn't it the thought that counts? I don't need a flower. I've got a very highly scented candle.
Yes, that's right.
Which is providing me with
you
all
have indeed.
The...
indeed. That's true. Have we got time for some more? Or what
yeah,
going?
Let's go. Come on.
Okay, what about Mark Zuckerberg? I always love clowning Zuckerberg at any opportunity I can.
Yeah, you can.
This is for his obsession with smoking meats. Let's just have a listen.
Hey, everyone. We are live from my backyard where I am... smoking a brisket and some ribs. Today we got a brisket on the big guy and some pork ribs on the green egg. This is what Facebook Live is for, just hanging out while you're sitting in your backyard waiting for your brisket and your ribs to finish smoking.
Okay.
No. Okay. First of all, Facebook Live, no. Instagram Live, yes. So it's even daggier that he said that. Then he talks about hunting, doesn't he?
He talks about hunting you when you've hunted it down yourself. And he goes, right. Let's just put the big guy on the... It doesn't ring true, mate.
No.
You're the biggest nerd and you're very wealthy.
And brisket is
suit.
Beef. And who hunts a cow?
Who hunts a cow, you dick? Okay. He is
should we go? We've got a caller on the
line. I've got a theory that the nerds run the world and that the nerds have won and that it's all over.
Mm.
They own all the business. They make all the laws. There's all this compliance.
That makes me very happy.
There's things I can't say on radio. I could 5 years ago.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to have any fun. And generally, if anyone's seen to be enjoying themselves, the nerds get to you and go, no,
can't
that's
do that.
Someone's
can't
enjoying
that.
Themselves.
Well, you're talking about PC nerds. Surely there's nerds that are not
But he's
too
a
much.
Nerd who's running the world. Like, you know,
he's terrible.
I don't like what he's done to the
neither
world.
Neither do I. I don't like what he stands for.
All the techs.
Anyway, that's
all the tech
though,
giants,
right?
I would make a case for.
Oh, no,
for.
He's a goose.
They're a bunch of nerds.
I'm not into him.
And they're running
all.
The world. Fiona's on the line. Fiona, who's clown? Who are you clowning?
Yes, hello, Mickey. I'm clowning
Oh, I love that.
Why are you clowning me?
I'm clowning you. All right, I have a seven-year-old. She's obviously going through a bit of anxiety with ISO.
Yep.
And I've played everything from Mozart to the Beatles to Beethoven. Yep.
What do you do, Fiona?
What's
your...
I'm a what do I do for a job? I'm a music teacher.
Okay, so you've
teacher.
Got good taste.
Yeah,
you know lots
about.
Of music.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm talking about. The only thing he will fall asleep to is Martin Malloy's Poop Shoot, the album.
Are you happy now, Mick? You've it's gone the nerds of society, including Mozart and all those great performers. That's what he's listening to?
You could weed him off with a bit of the Brown album or eat your peas. We did eat your peas.
Mickey, I've done that. I've also done that, and he won't go to sleep sometimes until he hears Daniel calling
I'd like to know what happened to Daniel right now.
I don't have a clue.
Daniel was good fun until he got to the age where it wasn't fun to
really?
Talk about girls anymore.
Who was Daniel?
Yeah,
was he a caller?
He was a caller to the show
was.
Who became a regular who we really liked. That's a great story.
Fiona, we're going to send you some Brick Lane compliments.
Yeah. Yeah. Uncle
Mickey.
To go see the Killers Brilliant. As well.
Yeah. And see the Killers, As music, you'll love that, sure. Yeah,
thank you.
Teacher.
I told you, my other favourite story was the Brown. I ran into an English teacher who said to me, he said, I've been teaching English on one of the outer islands of Vanuatu.
Yeah.
And he named the island. He said, if you ever want a good holiday, go there. Mm. He goes, because the only bit of spoken word English I had was the Brown album. And every child between the ages of 8 and 15 can speak every word of that album.
Isn't that amazing? Well done.
There's a fun trip away.
Yeah, that's you bet. Insane. You won an ARIE for that as well, didn't you? I think all the three.
One of my three.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Gudinski.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were a good team. Yeah.
That well, so you should have won for those. They're very funny.
We were a good team before your wife, Sue, kicked me and Wendy Stapleton out of your house after a Christmas party. Oh, things have never quite been the same.
Bring back the Christmas party.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, we're going to check in with our Club COVID in just a moment. And then the Song Whisperer coming up soon too as well.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's time as always to check in with our man in quarantine. He's on the inside. He's in a hotel in Townsville from Melbourne. He's got another week at least in there. And he's on the line now. Michael Hibbert. Michael, how are you, buddy?
Good, Mike. Good, Jane. How are you going?
Good.
Really good. Glad you sound up and about. That's good to hear.
Oh, you'd be excited, Jane. The weekend's coming up. What have you got planned for the weekend?
Oh, well, I'm just studying the menu. They give you the menu a couple of days in advance.
Hey, it's like your reading material, isn't it? You go, oh, the menu's arrived. Can I ask you this, Michael? You've been in quarantine for how long now?
7 days.
So knowing what you know now, you did say you tried to get a running machine in there, couldn't do it because the bed was there. Knowing what you know now, what would you take in?
I'd be taking my putter, Mick. I mean, putting hasn't been good lately.
I would love to go into quarantine if I had a putter.
A bit embarrassed. I went to Bit of the Early Crow yesterday. I said I'd mastered cutting an apple up with a plastic knife.
Yeah, you did. You're very big on that.
Apple won today and I'm one down. It's one all.
Hope you don't starve.
Tell you what I'm missing the most. I love a piece of toast and jam.
Can't they give you some toast and jam?
For whatever reason, they don't give you butter.
These are Cromwellian type regime you're under. I don't understand.
Are you still hanging in your budgie smugglers at the moment?
Yeah. I mean, the weather's 29 degrees every day, Jane. What am I going to do?
Well, I tell you, you're getting a bit of traction here. Everyone's falling in love with you, Mike. And we actually got an email from the daughter of one of your best mates, Eliza Allender. Eliza said that she'll never forget. She says, first of all, she says you're a really good guy. We can attest to that. But she said you once went on a trip on a cruise to Fiji and all you had to do was pack a bag. Your wife packed everything else, all the kids' things and her stuff. She said, just pack yourself. You arrived in Nandi Airport and you only had the clothes you were standing in. You forgot to pack yourself a bag.
I was a bit worried about the weight though, Jane. There was an extra cost on the weight, so I was prepared to sacrifice.
Okay. Well, apparently all you did, you laughed, you bought a Legionnaire's hat and another pair of budgie smugglers and that was it.
It was Fiji. What do you need to do?
What's your prevailing mood at the moment?
I've got to be saying it's getting a little bit boring, but I'm on the last week. I know this time next week I'll be out of here, and they said it's 10 o'clock, so I'll be waiting in the lift at 1 minute to 10 to get out.
Have you had any human contact today?
No, it's unbelievable. Very sad. Yeah. I've got to be a big rap for the Townsville police. I mean, they have been sensational. They look after everything. They monitor it, but they have been sensational.
Well, that's great to hear as well.
We might need them down in Melbourne monitoring some of our people who are supposed to be in lockdown because it's terrible down here. Thanks for your time. You've got to have a bed on the weekend. Have you got a horse?
Yeah. I've got plenty of time to study them.
All right, you've got plenty of time to study.
Plenty of time. And I'm going to have a list of shows you can binge watch next week for you to watch to get you through the second week.
Can I send you my putter, Michael?
No, Mick, I've watched your putt.
Just on the
way
out.
This conversation is over. You've turned in lockdown.
Take care. Keep safe. Bye.
Michael Hibbert there joining us from Townsville, and a shout-out to 102.3 Triple M Townsville. Pricey for breakfast.
Pricey for breakfast. Pricey should drop him off some jam.
That's true, and his Hawaiian shirt that he wears up there.
And well done to the Townsville coppers. He's a good judge, so you must be doing a good job. Now, we've got time quickly to just open Club COVID
19. We do.
We've got a new jingle again this week, two into 1 week.
Oh, he's so been very busy,
people
Maddie.
Who are unfamiliar, let's go back through them all from the start. Okay. This is Maddie. Club COVID 19. That was our first. Just run through it.
Club COVID 19's got an inductee. It's Club
COVID 19. This is one of my favourites coming up.
Is this first?
Yeah, that's a favourite of mine.
That's stupid, isn't it?
when the Brits were in Club COVID. Here's one for Janie.
Oh, that was a good one. This week,
yeah.
Join the club. Club COVID, Club COVID.
Not up there. He squibs
nice
the last
range.
Note.
Thanks to Cochrane.
Quite emotional.
Manny. Okay. Hey, well, we're about to open it, but
well, yeah,
producer,
I'll just say, yeah,
you got it.
I have, but he was going to play. He played Christopher Cross there. Christopher Cross had COVID-19.
Yeah, 19.
And he had it real bad.
He had it real bad.
Someone else got it bad.
You had it bad for Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Is that more?
No, I did. I'm not in love with Christopher Cross. I like his music.
It just comes in handy in the boudoir. I think is what we'd established, wasn't it?
Mm.
We better move on. Hey, new club COVID.
Here it comes.
Special club we have for you. Club COVID Blues.
Okay. One of my favourite actors of all time, one of my favourite shows of all time, Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston.
Ruby, he's got it.
He's got the Rona.
He's recovered from coronavirus. He told social media followers that he started donating plasma to help others who have the virus. It's all very technical and you wouldn't understand because you're not as smart as me, everyone else. But it's a thing to do with plasma that you do once you've had it. It really
the antibodies,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same reason people eat their placenta.
Do they? That's a thing.
It is a thing.
Oh. He says, though, he counts his blessings.
According to the Kardashians, it's a thing.
Right, okay.
I'm watching that. Courtney's thinking about
if
it.
If you are still, see, there's very sad you're obsessed with Courtney.
Oh,
still.
Courtney's lovely.
If you end up
I think
together.
She's the one.
My God.
I'd love to be on the Kardashians.
Would you?
Yeah.
You'd be funny.
Hang by the pool
or
and the lollybags.
Like, no. You'd end up like Kanye if you're in.
I'd be like Kanye. I'd be teaching Kanye a rap song.
You would be holding gospel sessions on a Sunday. Everyone will have to dress in check shirts instead of white, and we'll all be singing.
Courtney, I'm not coming home. I'm in the studio with Kanye.
Yeah.
We're doing a new rap. He's not very good at it, but I'm showing him what to do.
I better get back to this. Do you know, he has asked Bryan Cranston, getting back to him, who had the virus, he's very much urging people to wear face masks, which we are too. The death toll in the United States now climbed to 150,000 people.
Jesus. Yep, and they're pushing to open their schools.
Mm.
They're pushing
really?
To open their schools.
Yeah, that's probably not a cool idea.
In the next 2 weeks, then they reckon by the time the election, which is in November, there could be 208,000 deaths is what they're forecasting right now.
What?
But, of course, no one believes the science, so why worry?
Right.
All right, then.
Oh,
we better go. What are we coming back with?
Oh, lovely. Very nice.
We're going to give away $2,000 next.
Wow.
That's thanks to Choice Hotels. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to choicehotels.com.au. It's Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
And can I just say, this is our last day with Choice.
Oh,
thank you very much for being part of our show.
That's been great.
We love what you've brought to the table, and we're big fans of your hotel chain right around Australia. We go to about 50 stations around Australia, so wherever you're listening, in the big brown land, there'll be one not too far from you. And a genuine suggestion is if you're going to have a holiday anywhere, anytime soon, look them up first because you won't be disappointed.
They run a
good show and they're owner-operators.
And they have different types of hotels for
different
occasions. So you can have a real fancy one. You can have more of like your motel style.
Yeah,
you've got your middle of the road style, and they're most
mine.
Of them are operated.
Yeah,
am I?
Mine. When you're traveling, doing stand up on your own, and need a
fantastic.
Bed for the night. These joints are as good as, and mate, some of the locations, because we get photos of them all.
Oh,
some of the locations have blown me away.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. The other great thing they brought to the table was their generosity and their spirit of giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And we've got one last $2,000 holiday gift voucher from Choice Hotels to be spent at any of the Choice Hotels around Australia, and it's frontline troops, first responders.
I think that's a good way to describe them. The winner is David Evan Smith. He's a paramedic with Ambulance Victoria.
Well,
congratulations.
Okay.
He's actually working right now. He's on the front line.
I believe so. It'll be all hands on deck around Victoria at the moment.
And we have the mate who nominated him, Michael. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good, Jane. How are you going? G'day, Mick.
Yeah.
Michael, great. And that is a wonderful thing to do for your mate, David. Yeah. Tell us why you chose David and how long you've known each other for.
Oh, so we've known each other going on about 7 years now.
Yep.
So I first met him, my wife was pregnant with our second child and his wife was studying midwifery.
Yep.
And needed a pregnant lady to follow through a pregnancy. So she actually followed our second and third pregnancy.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And have just become family and friends since then and become best mates. Our kids are all the same age.
Oh, you're a good guy. That's a lovely thing to do.
Forever attached.
Yeah.
What type of work's he on at the moment, mate? You see he's an ambulance driver. I've probably run into him at some stage.
Is he? Probably. Down in the southeast. So he's an ambulance, just a paramedic. Yeah, he's on shift at the moment, and basically that's his second family beyond his first family. Yes, so
wow.
Had a bit of a tough time earlier this year.
Well, you're a good mate, and I'd suggest he takes you instead of his wife because you've nominated him. How will that go down?
Yeah.
It'll go down like a lead balloon. Leave the wife and the kids at home.
It's $2,000's worth of holiday.
You could probably the four of you could go, there. I reckon.
Yeah. Probably could.
I'll have a chat to Choice Hotels.
We'll leave the kids at home alone.
I'll have a chat.
Yes.
That's right.
I'll have a chat to Choice. I'll bet you they'll cover the four.
The four of you could go and get babysitters for you all, couldn't they?
Hey, good on you, mate. Does he know you've done this?
I very briefly spoke to him this morning, but he doesn't know the actual details of it yet.
Might be listening in the ambulance.
I'm sure it'll be a lovely surprise to them.
If you are listening out there,
I know the Ambos all love Triple M. They love tuning into us. So.
Pick me up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Heard you?
Right.
Take me straight to the Alfred. Thank you.
Well done, Michael.
No worries.
Good on you, mate. Thanks to choicehotels.com.au.
Yeah. A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's almost time for Song Whisperer. Don't do it yet.
Okay.
I've got something I'd like to put to the...
What do you got?
Okay, what?
I felt, personally, my project, which I championed, the Tambourine Special, which came together after a lot of hard work. And I thank everyone who helped me out on that.
Delegated.
everyone else did all the work. But anyway, good.
I've got another one.
Oh, yeah?
Let's do an all-Friday or an all-someday hand clap songs.
That's a great idea. I'm up for that.
Radio Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
You're so fine.
We Will Rock You.
Yes.
You get Muse and Starlight. That's a great hand clapping song.
Thank you. So Grand Old York.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that one?
No. Yeah, that would work.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do-is.
Yes.
Is that
like Wipeout?
Is it?
I think so.
Wipeout. It is. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. All the best hand claps song.
The Friends theme song?
The Friends theme song.
That'd work.
Oh, I'd love that. Do we do that on a Friday?
Well, we could. Did we do the last one on a Friday?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's Friday's
last
a
week.
Good day.
Yeah.
So you want us to do all the work for you? Or?
Obviously, I've already done a lot of the heavy lifting because I've come to the concert.
So we'll do all the work for you.
Did Highly Strung ever have a hand clap song?
Was there a hand clap? In Sweet Home Alabama, is there any clapping? No.
I don't think so.
Why would you be doing Sweet Home Alabama?
Because that's one of the songs we sang. Lynyrd Skynyrd, thank you.
All right, a song was for a please.
You should really have known me back then.
I would love, if I had a time machine, and I could travel back in time, we should do this. This would be a good radio segment. If you had a time machine, and you could travel back to anywhere in history and witness something yourself, high fidelity.
No, Highly Strung.
Highly Strung live in a pub. Because
I'd love that
were
too.
Were they cafes? They were cafes?
No, pub. No. Ski Dog. Hatter's Castle. Yeah, well, he didn't know. Hatter's Castle.
How many was in the band? So there's you and Dan. Was that just the two of you?
No, there's two other. I'm not going to go. It was Johnny and James.
Russell Howcroft, was he drumming in that?
No, but he played drums when I was in a production of Godspell at Monash University, which I didn't go to, actually.
I won't be travelling back in time to see that. But wouldn't that be good? Where would you go? I'd go to an Elvis concert. I'd go to an Elvis concert.
I'd go to an Elvis concert. I'd go to one when he's in the white outfit in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
One of the ones when he just got out of the army. That would be good too.
Yeah, so good.
On the movie set of the Hawaii movie.
I'd probably go to the Nuremberg trials. just for a laugh.
Oh, is that your love of Germany? Was that in Berlin?
Dave, where would you go?
I would probably go when Billy Joel first recorded the Piano Man album.
I'd travel back in time to before he started to take the musical instrument out of his hand to hide the piano.
That's
what
God,
I would do. All right, yep. Song Whisperer, synopsis, please.
So you're talking about classic clap songs? Yep. Billy Joel's got one, Only the Good Die Young, according to Ultimate Classic
that's
Rock.
True. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And Jack and Diane is the number one, according to that list.
Jack and Diane.
Hand claps. Lots of hand claps in Jack and Diane.
I don't think we'll be playing either of those. I think we can do better. I appreciate the research.
Well,
song
here we go.
Whisperer.
All right, another relationship on the rocks song. Now, it starts as a courtship, as they all do. Come over, hang out, it'll be great. Then, it's not so great. There is tension, separation, an unfulfilling second chance. The guy feels judged by his father-in-law, envious of her brother, and critical of his mother-in-law's hairstyle.
Oh, my God. That's really
Rock
out there.
Rock Lobster.
I was going to say that. B-52s.
Not
the hairstyle.
Not Rock Lobster.
Yeah.
Not Rock Lobster. The hairstyle is, that's accurate.
Is it from the soundtrack of Hairspray?
Hey, that's not pretty good call from you.
Not from the soundtrack of Hairspray.
Gosh, you're working overtime today.
I don't know. Dave, come on.
I was just thinking maybe it started with a kiss. Maybe Hot Chocolate.
This is a good karaoke song.
It's not their best.
It's just Wayne.
It's a chocolate. Pretty low bar.
Let's all have a think.
Yeah.
All right, 133.53, get on board.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's the last hour of the week, so suck it up, buttercup. Here we go. Charlie Pickering will be on the line. Always love it. Friend of the show.
Can't wait to chat with Charlie. That'll be great. We've got the Week in Review, which we look forward to.
Fantastic.
That Maddie
work.
Puts together for us in our team here. We love that.
We
too.
Bash together a few good bits.
Yep.
For your perusal.
We've got the Song Whisperer coming up.
Yeah. He's on right now. Let's go
him. Just before the Song Whisperer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, please.
Song Whisperer. Just before we get to him, I just was very excited. You always are interested in what my deliveries are. I got Australia Post had a delivery today for me.
What's arrived this time?
This is going to... No. Let me guess. It was exercise machinery. No.
No, that was last week.
A light with a spider.
No.
I don't know. What?
No, this is, I work at Triple M. I got a new guitar, two capos, two guitar straps, and a ukulele. Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at the ukulele.
Look, well,
that's like a teaser pony for the guitar.
It is, but I've got two teenagers here who are playing musical instruments and one doesn't. And
I went, mate, strap
yourself in.
Are you going to take music classes?
Yes.
Can you stream that? Can we watch that?
No.
Live stream it, please.
He's not against it altogether. He's actually, and I say, we're going to do Radiohead Creep. We're going to do Hey Soul Sister.
Oh, yeah, Train, yeah.
Of course, we'll do Riptide by Vance Joy, and then we'll finish with Over the Rainbow, which he went, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a classic uke song.
Oh, is that the one everyone plays at weddings?
Yeah. Yes, the Israel.
Yeah, the Hawaii
big fat guy with the ukulele.
Yeah, rest in peace.
You've got to be a big fat guy to play a ukulele.
You do.
They're the rules.
But it's so easy. It's so easy to play the uke, and I might give a little preview next week.
What about this?
Getting the band together.
What about this, Jane? One Friday, we do a ukulele Friday special.
That's a great idea. There's so many. Hey There, Delilah, that by the Plain White Tees, that's another good one too.
We might. All right. Song Whisperer.
Yes.
Synopsis,
this
please.
This is another relationship on the rocks song. It starts as a courtship, as they all do. Come over, hang out. It'll be great. Then it's not so great. There is tension, separation, an unfulfilling second chance. The guy feels judged by his father-in-law, envious of her brother, and critical of his mother-in-law's hairstyle.
Hit the road, Jack.
These are great clues, by the way, Song Whisperer. Great clues, so let's go to our caller, shall we, quickly?
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, Daryl, what do you think it is?
Teenage Dirtbag by Wheaters.
Oh, a good song.
It's a good song, isn't it?
I love it.
It's good for California rock. I'm getting
It is. It's a really intelligent song, I have to say. I like it. Is
name checks Iron Maiden, but it's not correct.
Oh.
All right.
Anyway. Hey, no, Case of Brick Lane, coming your way.
Well done, Daryl.
The pale ale or the base lager? What do you want?
No, Brick Lane would be great.
All right. On its way.
Thanks, Daryl.
He's done his homework, Daryl.
Don't worry about it.
You're not going to trouble Mensa. Damien's on the line. Damien, where are you calling from, buddy?
Wavell Heights in Brisbane.
Well, what goes on there? What's the centre of attention?
The centre of attention, we're a kilometre from Westfield. Is that a good or a bad
thing?
There
you go. I don't
know. Wow, do you like shopping? What guy likes shopping?
They do have Dan Murphy's.
Oh, okay.
You got all the bases.
Dan Murphy's, I'm putting it to you, Dan Murphy's Home Delivering is one of the great modern era.
Oh, you just caught on to this, did you?
This will never change. Dan Murphy's, good Dan's. I believe there's a big deal about to be announced.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, really?
Very big news coming
up. Put the pieces together there. Much, but there'll be a case of Brick Lane coming your way, Damien.
Hello, there's a clue. Hello. Damien, what do you think it is?
I would say it's the Australian crawl song Things Don't Seem.
So, relationship on the rocks, I'll tell you what must have got you. The guy feels judged by his father-in-law, envious of her brother and critical of his mother-in-law's hairstyle.
What did you say about his mother?
The bird's nest hairdo.
Your mother with a bird's nest hairdo. Your brother with plenty of action. Feel like taking a vacation, like going to the moon. I can't afford it.
That's father always thinking.
Gotcha. Well done.
Hey, that's it. How about we play it right now, Song Whisperer? Here it comes.
Song.
Hey, Damien, we'll get you an invite to the Killers Garage session as well. Coming straight to you, along with your Brick Lane. Thank you, mate. Charlie Pickering up next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Charlie Pickering's joining us. He is the host of The Weekly with Charlie Pickering, returning soon to the ABC. Kennedy Malloy.
And could be going up against us on Drive. There's a big rumour he's going to fill the Nova position.
Is that right?
Over there.
Charlie, have you heard this?
Money Gold is vacated. True or false, Charlie?
Oh, here we go. Let's find out.
I can't hear Charlie.
We lost Charlie.
We've lost Charlie.
Just dropped out.
Charlie, can you hear
me? He just dropped out then for a second. Now he looks panicked.
No, he's too distracted.
Am I back? Are we back?
Oh, we're back.
Yes,
on.
We are.
Sorry,
we're
Charlie. I was asking you to comment.
I was just going to say I should. It is false, but I have a feeling I should say it's true to build speculation and raise my stock.
Why don't
you know?
Say it's true? Say it's true, because it would make sense.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, no one from the network has approached me, but yeah, why not? It's absolutely true.
Hey,
you've got a baby there, I can hear, which is your beautiful new child.
Oh, adorable.
Yes, absolutely my child. I have not kidnapped a child.
I was
going
to say,
are you just showing you a bottle
run?
In a
Where
child's
are you?
Mouth?
Yeah, I'm currently in the spare room. This because that's where it's commercial broadcasting.
Okay.
So there we are. I'm at home with the baby, but now
game
on, guys.
How have you been spending your time? What have you been watching?
Yeah.
Well, I've just finished up on The Weekly, and you might think that would be permission to.
Bravo, by the way. Well done.
Great job.
Thank you very much. But you might think that was permission to not watch any news. But now I can just 100% focus on US politics.
You are addicted like me.
Well,
I watch it all night.
You and Mick both the same. That's all he does.
I watch it till dawn. I just can't help it. Yes.
And it's amazing. It's a gift that keeps on giving because Trump has announced that he wants to delay the election now.
Yes. That's convenient.
Well, if I was as far behind in the polls as he is and mismanaging coronavirus, I would want to postpone the election forever.
Do you know, Charlie, this is straight out of the fascist playbook. It is to
100%.
When you know you're losing an election beforehand, you have to delegitimize the result in advance and then work out how a way to skive it off into the courts from one arm of government to the other. This is where we're going.
A bit of light reading you've been doing, Mickey, just reading the fascist handbook, but it's true because that's what Hitler and other fascists
It's like 50 Shades of Grey for politicians.
It is,
But guys, you might think that, you know, that's Trump's strategy, but I think he's finally figured it out. He's going to be back on track. He's figured out a policy. He can't talk about the economy. He can't talk about coronavirus. They've been a disaster.
Yeah.
So he's focusing. He's got it down to simpler things, and he is focused now on water. Have a listen to this.
So shower heads, you take a shower, the water doesn't come out. You want to wash your hands, the water doesn't come out. So what do? You just stand there longer, or you take a shower longer? Because my hair, I don't know about you, but it has to be perfect. Dishwashers, you didn't have any water, so the people that do the dishes, you press it and it goes again, and you do it again and again. Most places of the country, water is not a problem. They don't know what to do with it. It's called rain.
That is literally a campaign speech that he gave.
I'm looking forward to the debates. Seriously, you may as well elect Forrest Gump, President of the United States of America.
It's insane.
That's the thing. It is insane, but I'm, you know, because I'm a US politics junkie, I know that that is not by any stretch, the worst that has come out of US politics, right?
Please, so inform us
I've
of
got
more.
my all-time favorite US politics campaign ads for you today, all right? First one is Bob Quast from Iowa. And now this ad takes a very surprising turn. Have a listen to this.
Hi, I'm Bob. I am running. Running for Iowa's open seat in the U.S. Senate. I believe in every aspect of our Constitution, which even a baby knows includes the Second Amendment. If you are the sexual predator and sociopath who murdered my sister Lynette, and you come to my front door to do harm to my girls, I'm going to use my Glock to blow your balls off.
Well, you did not see that coming.
No.
It's the most,
really shocking.
I like his platform.
Yeah, it's the most specific policy ever. It's targeted against one person. It's like going, if you're Phil Dodson, I'm coming for you. Like,
what's
it's
with
so
the whistling,
specific.
Happy
what
music?
If Phil voted for it?
I know.
Wow. Okay. Hold that thought there, Charlie. We're going to take a quick break. Yep. We're going to come back.
No worries.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't do anything from Space Force. They were my favourite.
More with Charlie Pickering after this.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
So good to be here, guys.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. We really, really enjoy it. Thank you for filling in for me the other day too, by the way. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. That was basically my audition for Nova Drive.
Where do you start?
Yeah, starting very soon.
It was great fun. And Charlie, you know, you can talk about, obviously, American politics. You're very astute. Mm. You study.
Academic.
You're like an intellect. It's very high. Yeah. And what I also love about is that you're also obsessed with the series of Bachelor, whether it's Bachelorette, The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. Mm. And
that's what his thesis
about
is on. And
as you say, I'm an academic, absolutely.
You're an academic. Yeah. What are your current thoughts on this current series? Mm.
Well, first off, I have to say it's gotten me in trouble this year because I talk Bachelor up so much to people. And people who go like, I don't want to watch reality TV and go, no, The Bachelor isn't reality TV. Yeah. It's a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale 3 nights a week. Okay. It's some of the greatest TV, greatest storytelling you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
And so I convinced people at work at The Weekly to start watching The Bachelor. And they started with this current season of Bachelor in Paradise. And they have... to a man, come to me and said, how dare you make me watch this trash? And I'm like, and I find myself going, it's normally not this bad. They're normally not this bad.
This will be like an Ellen-type workplace.
Yeah.
You'll have people coming in. Everyone will be making complaints.
That's
you'll
right.
have to file an apology.
Do a big letter.
There's been court cases coming out of that. One of the contestants, 40, and all I know him is 40-year-old Jamie, who's gone the blub big time, because not over a chick, over a bloke potentially leaving the island. 40-year-old Jamie is now threatening to sue the Channel 10 network. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's a great way to waste your money. I
you don't think you'll have a case.
I don't think you've got a case, and I think if you go on that show, like – The thing is, all the evidence is there. All the evidence you need is there. They just need to play the show to a jury, and they'll just go, "Yeah, that guy is a stage five clinger. That's absolutely what he is."
I had no idea, Your Honour, they were going to film me, edit me, and put me on national television.
And they have not taken people out of context because you know they stretch that show out over an hour and a half.
Hmm.
There's no everything's there. It's there.
They're using
every
stitch of tape they have. But also, what's the context? You went to an island-based reality show where you competitively date people.
That's
like
true.
There is no. It's not like these were my worst moments when I was visiting the UN. Like this is all that it is. But
good
you
idea.
Know, he's a
Charlie.
A
we've got to wind it up
disaster.
Soon.
We've got to go. We've got to hard out,
finished
Charlie.
For the year. What's your plans now? Enjoy yourself.
I'm just going to get into Mickey's. Just get into Mickey's beers.
There's a case for Brick Lane coming around. No contact
you,
delivery.
Charlie.
I'll knock, then run away.
Well done, Charlie. And we can review up next.
See you guys.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We love this on a Friday. There's a guy who works in one of those darkened back studios.
Manny Dow.
He's best in the business, Matt.
The voice, probably best known as the voice of the COVID-19 jingle.
He is indeed.
I think so. He's been excelling
also,
himself.
He's the voice of Anaconda that you hear on the TV commercials. That's our Manny Dow. That's him.
Even moonlighting.
Yes.
So it's been goofy off.
Have we given him permission?
Oh, well, he's been doing it for years.
He does a few voiceovers.
He does.
From time to time.
He does. He works.
So he's very musical, our Pots and Pans.
He is.
Mate, you know he's dying at the moment because he can't go and see live music because there is none. Yeah, that's his, if he has five spare minutes up his sleeve, he's standing in a crowded pub somewhere listening to music.
He could play with Highly Strung.
I think he's quite happy to be in COVID.
Quite that desperate. Anyway, he puts together what we call the Week in Review.
We started the week with a lockdown update from Jane's place.
We played more poker on the weekend.
Oh,
we learned.
Did you?
Yeah, I again cleaned up. And we also studied Rubik's Cube, which I'm.
What are you going to work out by studying?
Because there's rules. Oh, you don't know. You're just not a Rubik's Cube.
I'm going to be a Rubik's Cube in about 3.5 seconds.
That I know
give
is absolute.
Give me a Rubik's Cube. You know what I can do? One in each hand.
Run down to the shop and get one.
I'll demonstrate.
Norway imposed quarantine restrictions due to a spike in viruses.
But they said such restrictions would not apply to the team behind the latest Mission Impossible movie.
Oh,
the crew are going to be allowed to enter. Tom Cruise, who's a friend of mine.
You went to a dinner party, you sat next to him.
Tom Cruise was so amusing and wonderful.
So what's your point? Yeah, you had a one-night stand with Tom Cruise. Okay. Yeah.
I'm a classy celebrity.
ScoMo made a questionable rescue.
A woman, she's on a walking track in Cronulla. She's fallen over.
Done her ankle.
But ScoMo swooped.
Yeah.
Well, ScoMo leapt across the sand. He was obviously doing a bit of publicity.
His wonderful security guard was there in no time at all and applied a tourniquet.
Probably pushed her in the first place.
Nerolee Meadows wasn't happy with the upcoming netball season's press coverage.
The Super Netball 2.5 stars and said, once just to schoolgirls and workplace bonding, this is now a full glamour sport for many. Shame, shame, shame.
And that's The Age, not Picture Magazine, isn't it?
No.
The other thing that got 2.5 stars was Hitler's supercars.
And the junk food ratings continued to come in on Kitty Flanagan and Dave O'Neill's new podcast, The Junkies.
The biggest surprise came in the chicken chip taste test where we compared brands.
Samboy, it's got to be Samboy.
A chicken chip is an oxymoron.
You don't need this real chicken.
No, really, Jane, you don't like them.
It's not real chicken.
What about chicken and a biscuit?
Aye.
Oh, Jane Kennedy, wow.
So you don't like lolly bananas then either?
I like lolly bananas.
Lee Sales joined us just back from a mid-year break.
It was really fantastic to be able to switch off and not eat chicken-flavoured chips.
Oh,
Thank you, Lee.
This is the type of thing you should be doing on 7:30.
We speak with the Prime Minister.
But first tonight, chicken with salt and vinegar. I would not walk past salt and vinegar to get to chicken. That does not taste like chicken.
Thank you.
Jane explained the challenge taking over our Instagram feeds.
Put a photo of yourself in black and white and nominate a bunch of other women that you find inspiring.
Where's the money go?
Oh, it's women supporting women.
Put a
pretty picture of yourself.
I want to accept the challenge.
But you're a hairy man.
The chip talk continued.
But a sour cream and onion. I love those chips.
You know what?
But
you
that's a Pringle.
Well, we're Pringles, not a chip.
That's true.
We're the only one to come in a tub.
What happens if you've got a fat hand? How can you get down to those bottom ones?
Nick, well, I'll tell you. You know, like it's a dog that gets its head stuck in a drain?
A lockdown socials post from Jimmy Barnes sparked concerns from Jane.
Barnes is a guy that I saw at Festival Hall.
He's your working class man.
Well, the latest photo Jimmy's put up is him with a big bunch of Daphne. I know that Daphne is hard to grow. Sure, that's impressive you're 79 or 80.
Remember when they got banned from Countdown?
Yes.
Look at him now.
Mick had this anxious moment.
Where's my candle, by the way?
We're missing.
My Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
It's behind, no, it's behind your screen. I thought
have you lit it?
Please. That's between me and the candle, okay? I don't kiss and tell.
Actually, I don't want to know.
Let's just say I might need another one. Can someone give me another one?
It's been a long lockdown.
It's been a long lockdown.
It's a tough time out there to be a Karen.
We've had Karen from Bunnings. We've had Karen at the border.
Karen the exorcist.
Ordinary Karens out there. They've done nothing wrong. Karen from North Melbourne.
I now don't actually say my name when I answer the phone.
Oh, Karen.
They'll say straight away, I need to speak to the manager.
Karen from Adelaide.
But if that comes in handy, like you go to get your hair cut and you say, I'd like a Karen, please.
To the staff automatically shit themselves. They go, oh, no, we've got a Karen on the line.
Karen from Warwick, Queensland.
I'm sick of it, and I thought then I wasn't going to get on and I was going to have to complain about not getting through.
Paul Collegia introduced us to Astro Vino.
Matching wine to your star sign.
Hello.
Wow.
Jane and Dave, both Gemini.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
I'd like to have fun.
Yes.
Crave stimulation.
Put up with working with dickheads.
Whoa.
Angry.
Mick was is keen on getting a doctor's opinion for the week's big headline out of the animal kingdom with Chris Brown.
Mike Tyson said he wanted to fight a silverback gorilla. How would that go?
Like, the strength in their little finger is more than what we have in our arms. I mean, it wouldn't go well.
And we highlighted the plight of the endangered
scrotum frogs of Lake Titicaca.
Scrotum frog?
Wow.
So this is where I get angry. We'll go, oh, I'll save the whales. Save the pandas.
Yeah.
Who's going to throw their weight behind the Bolivian scrotum frog?
Their loose skin creates folds and flaps. I said the word flaps.
I said scrotum, so I think you're doing okay. Save the scrotum frog.
And finally, we farewell to show favourite this week as our old mate Limo headed off to another spot on the dial in Adelaide.
In the time of corona, I've managed to get a full-time
job.
SAFM doing their breakfast show.
We do have a list.
You cannot tell anything that you told on the show.
There's a few things. You can't be introduced as
Limo.
You can't mention Laddie. You can't talk about a cyclone in Fiji. Any mention of Kelly at all. Your engagement in Africa to Kelly.
We'll see you.
Your marriage to Kelly in Bali. The Hawthorn Football Club. Duck attacks, golf stories, or any trips to Afghanistan.
Sign this.
All of a sudden, my shift has gone from 7 to 9 to 5 minutes to 9.
Drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, that's it for another week of Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. Missed any of today's show? All the weeks, you can always just get the podcast. Catch up, kennedymalloy.com.au.
What do you got planned, Jane? What are you doing?
Well, I think we're going to finish the Taj Mahal. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier on, now we have a ukulele in the house. I'm going to try and get everybody to have a bit of a session. I've got now two guitars down with me, and I've got a ukulele, so I'm going to see if I can have
I could drop around with a cowbell.
Yeah. That would be excellent.
Would you like that?
I'd love it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Except you're not allowed because you're quarantined.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't allowed to do that.
That'd be a bad one to break code for. What were you breaking code for? Why were you out on the road for? Is this an essential service? Yes, it is.
Yes.
What are you doing? I'm going to Jane's to play the cowbell.
I'm sure the cops would understand. It's necessary for me. Just to have a bit of music.
If you finish the Taj Mahal, do you think couples will come around and propose to each other in front of it?
Well, that's because a nice
idea. It's a popular
It's looking
practice.
So good.
Yeah.
Got to tell
What's
you.
The next project? Next Lego one. You have to buy another one.
The next Lego is,
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You should do that. Then you could cry in front of it. You could eat a giant strawberry.
That's right.
No, that'll depress me. I think it's Buckingham Palace.
Oh.
Oh, it's a bit sad, though. Yeah. What about Frogmore Cottage?
I think Frank Lloyd Wright, one of the Frank Lloyd Wright houses.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
25 games of football for me. Thank you.
Oh, that's fun.
Sorted.
Couch time, Mickey. Couch time.
Hey, next week, Tom Gleisner's going to join us. Mikey Robbins, Merrick Watts, Ross Noble, John Woods, Narrowly Meadows and more. That's next week.
Follow the rules.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Why not book your next break direct with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels is there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.